A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Tonight's Mount Rushmore. We're going to do a Mount Rushmore because we just got two commits. So,
hey, things are looking up. The last week, so after just getting repeatedly kicked in the nuts for like 3 weeks, we got like Nigel back. Well, I mean, there was still the little – I mean
– do we really have to justify why we're doing a Rushmore? Like,
yes.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck? We do whatever we want.
And that is how AJ Casey plays offense, and we're not going to be doing that. All right, enough with the beach. Enough with the beach. The Dirtbags are a rival.
Wait, quick question. If I can get us, when you guys are here in California, to do a show in the pyramid, can we do it?
Yes! Let's do it.
Yeah. Look at Vicious Face.
What? Yeah, of course.
That'd be sweet. Cool. Okay.
That'd be awesome.
At this point, both of you should know I can wire anything to anything. Yes.
Dongles for days.
You see that happen.
When Matt's in Miami, though, we need to do buckets from buckets. Well, hi, Max. Max.
What's up, Max?
Max, I have a serious question for you. Have you bought a hoodie yet?
He bought two new pairs of shoes that are nice.
He hasn't bought a hoodie yet.
He spent all his money on shoes.
Anyway, yes, we can do the show from anywhere there is cell phone reception, because I can tether to my phone and we can run the whole thing off of there even. So
we're gonna do it from the top of the pyramid.
I mean, I'm sure there's good reception.
Max, AB's not gonna answer you right now. I'll text you. let me text him.
Anyway, so yes, the show can be done from anywhere. I have not brought up the topic of doing buckets from buckets. I was arranging something else while you were harassing me about every other thing. So, but you now know what I was working on.
Kane's Cat's Heat, you better buy a hoodie.
All right, can we do the what was it? Oh yeah. So no, we are going to justify the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
So since last Wednesday's show, we have got Nigel back. And we've got a couple of big-time transfers in. So, you know what? This is as good as it's been since like we beat Clemson and made fun of PJ Hall's mom. So we are we are basking in the glow of this because the baseball team can't even score a run. So
right. So tonight's Mount Rushmore, because we've been talking transfer portal, is our favorite transfer portal guys on the Canes of all time. Our favorite transfer Canes.
I gotta say, I did not realize the inspiration for the topic when you picked it. That is good, good segue, transition, and topical. I totally went over my head.
I'm useful to have around occasionally.
Well, when you're not trying to get Matt out of here, apparently, and say that the show existed before him.
No, I was just saying, like, this was when the show existed with all three of us agreeing to do the show, but I was like, do we count Coach naming the show as the anniversary? But we can count it from
it was definitely the first time.
The three of us. I will go back and find it, and that'll be the
end. Kane's cat. He is unloading his Mount Rushmore into the chat. We got Jordan Miller.
There's Cam there's Agusti, a lot.
Charlie Moore.
There are a lot of options.
Yeah, Shane. Like, we have a debate on.
I guess because everybody knows mine. Am I going first again? Is this how it's happening?
So a Mount Rushmore is
Mount Rushmore is four people. It's four. So you're gonna have to narrow that down, Kane's Cat Teeth.
It's not six. It's four.
Yeah. So I guess am I going first because of my obvious first choice?
Sure.
All right. My favorite transfer Kane and favorite player of all time is Kenny Kaji. Obviously.
Matt, you can bat
second. You want me to go for a second? Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Max. I'm going to go with a guy that when we did the draft, I put him on my team, and I said I think he's one of the most underrated guys in the history of our program, just because of how efficient he was offensively. He was, like, ahead of his time. Sheldon McClellan. Sheldon Mack is on my list.
Sheldon Mack. Nice. Nice, nice. I'm gonna go with his teammate Angel Rodriguez.
And he we're not allowed to do repeats.
No, you can do repeats. There's not that many. But he punked Florida. He had me at that point. I was like, man, we got a Puerto Rican point guard shitting on Florida. Man, this is Miami. That's finest.
My second guy was my first pick in the draft, Jack McClinton.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer jersey up in the Raptors.
Well, I got to go with a guy that was part of two of the most successful teams in Miami Hurricanes history. My guy, Jordan Miller.
You did it.
Just did everything on the floor for us. All the little things that don't show up on box score, you know. Definitely can tell we missed him this year. He was that leader that we had on the floor and whatnot. So definitely got to go with Jordan Miller.
Obviously a solid pick. All right, I'm going to go with one we hadn't really talked about, but I think was kind of an unsung hero of the 13 team is Trey McKinney Jones.
There you go.
You can still do it.
I was trying not to repeat.
I mean, are there actually 12 we can even think? 12 we can even think of?
We'll see.
We can institute no repeats and see how far we get.
Because I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna.
I think
try
we can not, do it.
I think we can. All right, let's go no repeats.
I'm gonna try not to repeat. My third guy obviously has to be Norchad. Okay. I mean, everybody knows my love for him, so I'm gonna go with Norchad.
All right, we can potentially no repeat.
Yeah, there's a lot of good options in the chat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save one guy for last because I know you guys aren't going to pick him. At least I don't think so. I'm going to go with I have two guys. I'm going to go with Kamari Murphy. I've talked about him a lot on the show. I think he was, you know, another guy that was underrated, just what he brought on the defensive side of the floor, the intensity he played with and whatnot. He was a huge part of what made those teams successful when he was there. But yeah, that's my third, right?
Yeah, you have Sheldon Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
You finished so far as Angel and TMJ.
And my third selection, I'm going Cam Agusti.
Okay. No matter what, it's not going to be a repeat.
Nope.
I don't think.
My fourth guy, I mean, can't leave this guy out. I'm going to go with Shane.
Well, no one had picked him.
No one picked him. I honestly was gonna pick him before, but I didn't want one of you to say Norchad. Like, it was more important for me to have Norchad on my list.
Well, these are our favorite players, right? Like,
yeah.
No, this is not ranking of like,
all the best.
Yeah. Otherwise,
I'm gonna go with Shane. Yeah. I wanted Norchad on my list, and I was.
I am so fascinated who Matt's gonna pick. He's like, we're not gonna pick him, and now I just want to solidify.
No, but we'll recap it at the end because it'll make a better clip. Because then I can clip it, and then anyway.
Yeah, no, but I'm curious who's gonna pick. Wait, before you pick, here are the hints he's given us. We're not gonna pick the same one, and then he just asked. We're just to clarify. I'm talking about the best. Like, I have no idea. I can't wait to hear this. Go for it, Matt.
Keith? No, I'm just kidding.
I swear to God. I will. You know what? Let's say you were about to see someone get booted. You were about to see it. No.
I'm going to go with my guy. He's actually been on the show. It wasn't for a long time.
Oh, we had
a good time.
Malcolm.
He's an entertainer. My guy, MG3, Malcolm Grant, one of the funniest human beings I know.
You gotta talk to him. We need to get him on the show.
We're gonna get him on.
But like, we need to have him on for the full show. Like, he should be a part of the show.
Yeah, we will. Yes. We will. Inventor of the four step. Picked up some things from him dribbling and whatnot. One of the flashiest guys I've seen. I gotta go with Malcolm Grant.
I totally forgot about like the relationship there. I'm like, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. A lot of people forget he transferred too.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe we did this with no repeats. That's awesome. Vish, what's your fourth?
Kenny Kanji. No, I'm just kidding. You said no repeats. I know. It's messing with you. I'm going with Charlie Moore. I love the redemption story. I remember when we got him, they're like, really? You picked that guy? And if you recall, at that point in time, we were in a rut. All the Adidas shit had like weakened our program. And not only did like we go get this dude had bounced around so much, but then, we started off terrible that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like by the time Dayton was beating the shit out of us, it was like, what is going on with this program? And people were pointing at Charlie Moore and be like, so what happens when you bring that kind of person here? And by March,
as he is
lifting us to his hometown of Chicago, it's like, boy, they got this high character guy in here to help settle the program down. He's seen it all, and it's just like, I love that.
Is there anybody else that we didn't say that you want to, that you would want to include? Because I feel like Nigel could be one that could.
Yeah.
Be
oh yeah, list. Nigel for sure. Nigel yeah, for sure. He was one of the ones that I kind of had on my list too.
Oh yeah, Nigel for sure. I think Nigel is one that I taught that was just for Matt. I think Nigel is one, and I talked about this actually last week when we're like he's going to go down as one of the great players in school history.
So I think Nigel's like our honorable mention.
I mean, he's too good for Mount Rushmore. He's on another level.
Yeah. So you guys want to recap your top four favorite transfers? Vish, go first.
Who do I pick? I'm just thinking about Nigel.
I got Sheldon Mack. I got Kamari Murphy, Jordan Miller, and MG3 Malcolm Grant, the legend himself.
Yeah, Mitch. I've got Angel, Cam, Charlie Moore, TMJ.
And mine are Kenny Kaji, Jack McClinton, Norchad O'Meara, and Shane Larkin. With an honorable mention to Nigel.
I'll tell you right now, if next year goes well, which I think it will, Nigel Pack is going to go down as one of the best players in school history and like be revered as such. We're in a bit of a rut now.
And preference, this is our favorite transfers. This isn't us like listing like the top transfers of all time. These are just our favorites. So that's why Kenny and Norchad are on my list.
Yeah. So
people just think I'm crazy when I talk about Kenny Kaji. They're like, who?
This logic don't hold, man. That does not automatically make them better than Nigel. I think when Nigel's already been the starting point guard on a Final Four team and most outstanding player of the regional. And if he comes back with a strong year and the team is good again, I think people are gonna be surprised as next year is winding down, if we're a good team and you look back on his legacy here, just like how much of a mark he left, especially when he was targeted as he's just in it for the money and all that crap, and he's the one who's still here.
Mm-hmm.
Past his NIL deal. It's just, again, I love the arcs. What a turn. Remember, we got that. Well, is he going to even play with Zay? Remember all this crap last when we first got him? Like, mm-hmm. He's going to want the ball. He's going to be a ball hog. He's completely unselfish.
Yep.
It's like totally not the – all of the stereotypes about him are completely wrong. It's a kid you root for. And out of all the players in the team, like, to come back, he's the one I wanted back. And mm-hmm. I think he's going to paint his legacy.
Kane's Cats, he has a suggestion for Mount Rushmore. Let's see what he says.
We're going to judge you if it's a bad one.
Next players to get... Oh, players deserving of getting their jersey retired? Or honored? Maybe honored, not necessarily retired.
Yeah, retired, the only answer is Zay Wong.
Yeah.
No one else should have their jersey retired.
Dude, okay. So, well, can I just say something? I was so high on Elijah Aloney when he got announced that he was going to transfer here. It just, that season was just like so bad. Cause he in the middle of the season was cleared to play. I don't know if you remember that, Vish.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, if he was able to play from the start, if things would have gone differently, you know, at least for him. But yeah.
So there is a reason that only
two players
and Rick Barry have their numbers retired, and that's because they are Hurricane. You don't pick a guy who was here for like a year or two and retire their jersey.
Yeah, even Jack McKinnon's isn't retired.
It's it's honor, and that's why Melissa made the distinction. You don't retire people's jerseys that were here for like a year.
Yeah,
it's not how it works. Sorry, I mean, it's McClinton was closer and they didn't retire his because he was here. I think, was it 3 years or is it 2 years?
He was here 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, he was at least, but like. You know, I love Shane. He was here 2 years and he left. Like, that's not going to get your jersey retired.
Wong was here for four, was ACC player of the year. That is so fun for. He's definitely deserving.
And that's why I was talking about Nigel's legacy. That third year, if we're good, is going to really
honor.
You know,
honor.
Elevate him. Yeah, no, honor is if you actually look at the route, you can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. No, the only ones that are retired are actually Tim James and Rick Barry. And
Rick Barry gave permission for Nigel to wear his number. That's why Nigel has the patch on his jersey.
Yeah, and I do think Zay's jersey belongs retired. With
this. Yeah, I don't think anybody should be wearing number two ever again at Miami.
Yeah, sure. If Jahlil Mathea leads us to the championship and we win the Natty, we'll make an exception. 1 year,
well, time. One, you can retire that jersey. One ever again.
You can retire that jersey. Dude, I went to college with James Jones. His jersey should absolutely not be retired. He would tell you that.
All right. NBA grid? No, I'm just kidding.
Matt, do you want to?
Sure.
Melissa. Are we?
Not NBA grid.
Not NBA grid. I was trying to make something else happen for your birthday, but it just couldn't happen.
You couldn't get in touch with Kenny Kaji?
Well, I did, actually.
No, you didn't.
I have a line with Kenny Kaji. I was trying to get him to come on the show, but he's in playoffs right now in Dubai.
Don't lie to me like that.
I'm not lying to you. We've been working on your fucking birthday for weeks, man.
Give me a second. I will literally pull up the DM.
No, he's being totally serious.
I appreciate the effort. If that's true,
no, but
that's
we're going to. Yeah, that is.
Oh, you actually DM'd him.
Yeah,
holy
no, there was
that's hilarious.
No, they're in the
you didn't
playoffs.
You didn't tell him like stalkerish things about me, did you?
Oh, I just I only told him that you mention him every single show.
perhaps
and sent him
receipts.
A clip.
Perhaps it's some
receipts. No, you didn't.
No, I did. I did tell him.
No, Matt, I mean tell her this, right? Like, so he couldn't come on because they're in the playoffs, but he's gonna come on this summer at some point. So
I gotta get my jersey finished.
Yeah, you better hurry.
You need to send. I need screenshots of this message.
I will send you the screenshots.
I appreciate the effort, Matt. That would have like the ultimate birthday present behind the Canes making the Final Four and a Coach Meyer video.
you know, things have been efforted behind the scenes here.
If you guys that listen or watch this pod haven't noticed, the three of us are like family at this point. Like, Vish and Matt are like my brothers. So
it's like Olive Garden. When you're on the show here, you're family.
Oh, come talking on, about the man. People. We can do better.
What?
I mean, I do enjoy their breadsticks and all you can eat salad.
Yeah. Oh, dude, come on.
The breadsticks.
Would they have the all you can eat pasta? I'm there. Come on. It's not the best, but like it's like what, like $15 for unlimited pasta?
I honestly, I don't even know
that. It's so cheap. You can buy.
Ever ordered an entree there. I literally just get the all you can eat like soup and salad.
Well, you don't eat anything. That's why.
Oh, I don't have a humongous appetite. So yeah,
no, it makes sense. It's like Chick-fil-A, you mean? Got so many inappropriate jokes about Chick-fil-A's stance on several things I'm not going to make here. All right.
Guys, if you would have brought Kenny Kaji on without me knowing, I don't know how I would have reacted.
That was actually the plan.
Yeah, it would have been so funny.
To just be like, hey, Matt, you want to introduce Matt was the one doing it, so I was definitely not going to introduce him. I was like, Matt, you want to introduce our guest? And just like him say it, then just hit the button. And
I might have fallen over.
We did it.
If you had him backstage while we were doing our favorite players, and I was just like, yeah, obviously Kenny Kaji. So wait, how did you find him, by the way?
I first reached out to Julian and he was going to help me, and then I noticed that he started a new Instagram page, because I was trying to find him because he's not super active on social media, and I just DM'd him and he responded right away. So I think,
see, Kenny's a good guy. See that?
He's actually playing with Daquan Jones right now too. They're on the same team apparently. Yeah.
Nice.
So, but yeah.
Does Olive Garden have mac and cheese? Actually, probably not.
I have no idea.
That's a Melissa question.
I mean, you can. I mean, I haven't had Olive Garden in a long time, but I mean, they offer you the Parmesan cheese on like everything, so you could basically make mac and cheese. Golki's out of eligibility.
No, he's talking about on the team
he's talking about in Dubai.
No, what the plan was absolutely to like Kenny Kaji bomb this show.
My jersey's not ready yet, though.
By the way, I got to get into like game shape. Natalia's coach said that they're doing like a coaches versus players game, and he wanted me to play in it.
Yeah, call them out. Yeah, school them.
I was already shit talking her teammates, man. You don't understand.
No, you're recovering from like a broken foot.
I know, but I'm getting back.
It doesn't matter. You gotta go out there.
Don't matter.
He's like Nigel Pack. He'll go out there on one leg and ball out anyway.
Yeah. I don't need my ankle to shoot.
But yeah, I think were you surprised with the Coach Meyer video? That was all a ruse. And then his internet actually stopped. When he said like my connection's choppy, I was like, are you doing a bit? Because we had planned that out. He's like, no, it's actually not working. Like,
it's actually not working, Vish.
The Kenny Kaji thing would have been insane.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I was trying to make it happen, but it was just, yeah.
It's better hard. That I'm mentally prepared for it anyway.
That's why he asked me backstage. Should I just tell her? I was like, probably a good idea. We don't need you dying on air.
I gotta get my ears completed.
Can you imagine if she just like passed out? Like you bring him in and she passed out and he's like, oh shit. Like,
I think she would more just be like, what the? I think it would be more frozen than like.
I probably would have been like, oh fuck. And then I may have turned my camera off for a second just to regain like my composure.
She would have hated us though too, because she, or at least me, because she wouldn't have, you know, she wouldn't have had any preparation or anything.
I don't think she need to prepare to ask
Kenny. I would have, yo, but no, I gotta wear the formal hoodie when Kenny Kaji comes.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I mean, I am wearing a new hoodie, so I mean, at least that's appropriate. But gotta, and like, I'm not even anything about him on the board. Like, I'd have to have like a big 35 or something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump.
Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got to get that 2012-2013 poster hung up.
I was trying to get you like something Kenny Kaji related, but I
there's probably not any merch for Kenny Kaji.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, could you imagine if he bought a hoodie?
You know, we could comp him a hoodie and see if he'll wear it on the show.
Send him a hoodie?
Yeah.
We should send
him a
hoodie.
Send it to Dubai.
Is that Dubai? And it's got to be like...
It's very appropriate that Shane's on my list because he sits at the end of my desk.
I mean,
just saying.
How big do those things run? Because he's tall as fuck.
The zip up hoodie comes in like goes up to like 4X or something.
I think he's gonna need the biggest one because he's so fucking tall that like.
But it's gonna be huge on him because like, you know, usually they get the jerseys or whatever. It's like a large, but then it's like plus 2 length or plus 3 length. You know what I mean? So it's gonna.
No, you gotta get him the biggest size of the logo hoodie. So he has my face on the front.
you're stamping him.
Right? He's probably completely weirded out that someone's like his biggest fan.
I don't think so. No, he was.
No, he was like, you know what he said?
He's like, this is cool, basically.
Yeah, right? He said, that's so cool. He's like, I'm gonna have to tune in then.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I hope he does. Kenny, if you're watching this right now, just so you know, I've always been a fan. So, like, I have a 35 jersey waiting to wear on the show. I just have to get the numbers ironed on. Stretch 4. Right. Just send them the intro.
Well, you don't name drop them there. However,
funny?
So Matt and I were last week. He was like, do you have the clips of her? I'm like, of her talk about Kenny Kaji. And I was like, I don't remember which show she's done that on. But I said, hold on. Like, do you think like we all have like all of the shows archived where it's just like, oh yeah, let me go find the draft. You gotta go find it, right? But then like, I was like, but I have this picture of you because you'd sent the picture with the numbers laid down. I was like, because he's trying to basically prove that we aren't making this shit up to Kenny Kaji. So I sent him that. And literally, like, we did a show that day, and like 2 minutes in, you named Kenny Kaji. I was like, well, you can clip that easily.
Why didn't you just clip the draft of me drafting him? That's not that hard to find. Honestly, it's a bad setup because if there's anybody that's going to know where things were said in a show, it's me because I rewatched them.
I don't know. Going and finding the draft episode, then clipping it, or we just had to wait till the next show and you name dropped him in like the first 5 minutes. And I texted Matt. I'm like, well, you can clip that easily.
There was one where you were talking about him. You were like, I don't know if it was a draft or if it was when we were doing a Mount Rushmore or something. Mm-hmm. But
who was this?
SDSU. Minus for the 50 burger from the Pistons for the Pistons today, Matt.
Who is it?
On the Pistons?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sorry, I had to take my ankle brace on. It's like super itchy.
That's what the crunching noise was.
Oh, Malachi Flynn. Oh yeah.
I didn't even realize.
There's I didn't even realize.
There's the list from today.
There you go. I didn't even realize he was on the Pistons now. I knew he was on the Raptors for a long time. I haven't been paying attention to NBA at all.
So wait, which clip did you send him?
No, I was going to – I sent him the one from, like, last week when you were talking about Kenny
Kaji. Yeah, because you brought it up again. I was like, well, that'll be easier to find.
There was one where you were talking about, like, oh, I'm going to take the stretchiest of stretch fours, Kenny Kaji. And I was like, that might be a weird one to send him. I'm not going to send him that one.
I don't know that I'm the stretchiest.
But it was something like that. And then, like, after Vish was like – well, I'm going to take a guy whose jersey is actually retired. So I was like, okay, this one, maybe I shouldn't send him because.
I got nothing against Kenny Kaji. You got to balance things out, though. All right, that was my pick, Tim James, I guess.
Yeah, Tim James.
I mean,
listen, Kenny freaking Kaji.
Yeah, that, no, but there's not. I also looked for Kenny Kaji merch. I couldn't find. I was like, you know what? Maybe I can just get Coach to record something.
I have to get that jersey ironed. I gotta go back to the team store. I have it.
Because I was like, can I get some Kenny Kanji stuff? And I'm like, you know what?
I have Kenny Kanji merch because I still have the 2012-2013 team poster.
But anyway, so then I was like, I bet Coach would record a message. And there you go.
She is a legend. AB did like the idea of putting a goat on the basketball hoodie. I texted him about it, so I screenshotted it to Matt, and because AB thought that was hilarious, because I was like, oh, like, you know how the two main parties have like a donkey and an elephant? Matt said we should use a goat, and he actually thought that was hilarious.
It was a good idea, man.
We almost did it, but then instead we decided to do the Final Four Elite Eight thing on the side. So originally we weren't gonna do that one, but I kind of was like, but I want to do a hoops one. And then he was like, yeah, your fandom's too big to not do a hoops one. So we ended up doing it.
A floorboard?
Kenny Kanji floorboard on eBay? What floorboard? That team should have been our first Final Four run. It really should have. That was like the best all-around team we've ever had.
We've blown the tournament a few times. That one,
Shane Larkin had food poisoning.
The 99-2000 team.
I think Max just sent us the link in our group DM.
The 99-2000 team did the hard part and then lost to Tulsa. The 13 team did the hard part and then lost to Marquette.
I think this is complete crap because it's only $19.
No, you're not getting an unsigned floorboard for $19. Is this thing authenticated?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't even, like, I don't even know what that says. And then
what does COA mean?
I don't know.
Because it says floorboard COA. Is this like a picture of a floorboard? What does COA mean?
Let me look it up, because
like it feels like. Oh, certificate of authenticity. So you think this is actually a piece of wood?
Does that even look like Kenny Kanji like name at all?
It looks like a 35.
I mean, it looks like a 35.
I have to tell you guys something later. Oh God, that's funny.
Max is looking for a Kenny Kanji memorabilia. I have a legit Kenny Kanji memorabilia. It's not signed though.
Well, if he's ever back in Miami, Matt Bridges here can hook it up and get him to sign it. You know, we've had Durant.
Look at him. You see him there?
I see. Is that scoring runs, Max? Because that would be good. If we score more than zero runs, we might have a chance in the next game against Duke.
Look, we've had two of these guys on the show already.
We could probably, you might be able to like get all of them to sign it.
Well, I mean, we've already had Julian and Durand on the show, so I'm sure they'd be willing to if they were in Miami. I comment on Julian's IG stuff all the time. but yeah. Before I get it framed, I'm waiting to see if I can get anyone to sign it.
Well, I think if as long as we see them in person, I think you'd definitely get Duran and Julian to do it. Matt's got a line on Kenny Kanji. I don't think we've tried to get like Trey McKinney Jones, but we might be able to. Like, I think
we got to figure out exactly.
There's a non-zero chance you could get all of those six guys that are across the top to sign it.
I mean, honestly, if Kenny signed it, I would be fine with whatever else.
Road trip to get all the signatures.
Road trip to Dubai.
Road trip to Dubai.
Oh man.
There are certain countries I'm not allowed to go to.
When are we doing buckets again?
Depends.
Is Coach available yet?
I was asking her to do something else instead of come on the show. Now that you know that, will you please back off a little bit? I was like, even when you were like, can I text her? I was like, I guess. And that's why I said she might bring. She brought up the shorts on her own. I didn't say crap. I was like, can you record a birthday message? Like, even better, I still have the shorts.
She still says she has the shorts.
Yeah, no. So like she brought, that's why I was like, she might, like when you're like, you're messaging, I was like, she might tell you about the shorts because she just told me about the shorts.
I was worried. Actually, I was worried she didn't have them anymore because that was so long ago.
No, I don't. I told actually I'll follow up with her because I told her next time in town we'll come by and grab them. So you can do that when I'm in town in a couple of weeks.
Let's go. Next weekend, not this weekend. Next weekend I'm away. But are we doing a show this weekend?
It's so we would do a show next Wednesday unless, as usual. Okay. It is a new Z time of year, so we might get a, you know, North China staying type of thing.
Malcolm.
If, huh? Oh, yeah.
Malcolm, we would just do on a normal show, though. But I think, like, if we hire a women's basketball coach or if, like, North China.
Yeah.
Stays,
yeah. I think we should run a little bit.
And we need to plan the OG. We need to plan the OG show, too.
That's an off season one, like, after we get through the news cycles. Okay. Yeah, that's happening. What were you saying, Matt?
I completely forgot, to be honest.
You think we should wait?
Oh, we should wait for Malcolm until, like you said, for the OG show. I think we should wait.
Yeah. But we kind of already said who's going to be on the OG show, like, in a bunch of different ways, being like, oh, so it's going to be Nate, Kane's Cat's Heat, Jackson, and Bill.
Yep.
Those are our four OGs are going to be on.
And surprise appearance from Montreal. No, I'm just kidding.
just so I can ban him. I wonder what the maximum. I think you could have 7 in a stream. I don't know. I don't know what our maximum throughput is. But
hey, Matt, for Vish's birthday, can we get Keith Stone on?
So, just to recap, I get Katie Meyer off of her boat in the Keys to record a birthday message, and you wanna fuck with me on my birthday? Like, what's wrong?
I could get Tim James. I wouldn't have any questions. Like, I don't know what to ask him because you know.
Oh my God, Vish, would you be like that? Would that be like your?
I don't get starstruck, so I wouldn't.
What if I got James Jones?
I mean, I actually went to college with him. He lived on the floor with me. Not that he remembers me, but I've talked to him quite a bit in college. I don't get starstruck. It's just not something that happens. I'm not going to flip it. Like, I can't believe. Although Keith Stone would surprise me. I'll tell you that. I would definitely not have it. I was like, yeah. After they reminded me, I remembered your name. Sorry, but.
What about Bruce Brown?
That would be epic.
I mean, Bruce Brown's probably the toughest foreign player we have right now to get.
Talked to him, you know, that one Nuggets game I went to when Davon helped me out. I talked to him for like a minute and then like 6 girls came over and were like, Bruce, like, you know, and I was like, oh,
no, he is our most fit other than Rick Barry, who obviously is like way past that point of being like groupied. He's our most famous basketball alum, right now.
Like the most successful in the NBA.
Also, just the most famous. He's all over the NBA Finals recently.
Like on a national scale.
Yeah.
The Cowboy. And he's got a good last name, too.
No relation.
I wish.
Get some of that Bruce Brown money.
Anything else? We literally, that was a good like 20, 30-minute tangent.
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore will flow into that when I'm editing.
So next show will be Wednesday, unless something happens.
I think we're pretty much on a Wednesday cadence now, barring
not
schedule
necessarily
issues
because I do work every other Wednesday.
Oh, I messaged Jaleel today because I saw he posted a picture from the McDonald's All-American game, and I thought something was a little funny because I looked at his feet, and he was wearing Hardens. And I was like, Jaleel,
oh, he told us
you never were going to wear Hardens. What happened here? I'm still waiting for his response, but I thought that was really funny.
Wait, you're taunting? Please don't taunt me.
So we will be Wednesday next week.
I'm just messing with him.
Because I'm off, but there are Wednesdays I work, so sometimes it might be Thursdays.
I think the Wednesday after next Wednesday, I'm going to the baseball game, I think. So also.
We'll see. But because that's why I'm like, don't assume it's every Wednesday.
We're roughly on a Wednesday's schedule at this point. We'll see. Subject to change. Everything's always subject to change with Buckets.
Well, I work every other Wednesday, so it's not every Wednesday.
I didn't say every Wednesday. I said roughly on a Wednesday's schedule at this point.
50% of the time we're on a Wednesday schedule.
50%, 100% of the time.
I would be working this coming Wednesday, but I used vacation days, so that's why I'm off.
Oh, no, I'm going to Miami, so I'm going to go to our team game and hopefully we'll score a run this time. But no, if I head out to watch the
The Nats. Nish is a big Nats and Wizards fan.
Well, no, Matt. Max is friends with the catcher for the Wizards, and I went to Wizards. He was like, "Hey, that's my boy." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So anyway, that's what he is.
Are we ready for final thoughts?
Are we ready? Final thoughts. Are we? What do you mean? What final thoughts? Your final.
Oh. Thoughts. Oh yeah. Sorry.
Wait. Are we actually ready?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So funny, the hoodie coming over. I'm still getting used to that. Final thoughts. I like how Vish muted himself. There's two things I love about this year. One, March Madness. Two, it's the return of the Reese's eggs. And this is the best time of the year because this is when they're on sale and you can get them like 30% off at Target. They're the best. Not just Reese's, they're the best candy you can buy. Melissa agrees with me. Doesn't matter what Vish thinks because we all know who the leader is here. The court of opinion will always favor Reese's. Go out and buy some. The goat. There you go.
Cue the socks outro. Cue the socks outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.